Making Trump Normal Again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here's a note I got from Amy, who wrote in part, "Was that you this morning easing our fears because the president-elect was having a civil meeting with Mitt Romney? Once again, a journalist wants us to normalize months and months and months of deplorable public behavior that so many mothers like me find inexcusable," unquote. So what can I say? Guilty, Amy. Or at least partly guilty. Ultimately, it's the swing state voters who normalized Donald Trump because they put him over the top. But I admit that as an American, I want the president to succeed. He behaved like a bully during the campaign, but it's over now. And in fact, it looks like the bullying got Carrier to blink on exporting all those jobs. I'm guessing a lot of people think it's about time a few corporations got bullied. And at the same time, he's been silent on a lot of the stuff that his critics are angry about. Almost no mention of the wall or deportation. He's even backed off on replacing Obamacare. And as for his belligerence, did you read about his phone call with the Prime Minister of Pakistan? Sounded like he had a man crush on the guy. Now, I suppose he could be deliberately playing all of us. But my feeling is, if his presidency is a disaster, it should be a disaster because of his conduct, not because of a media campaign to undermine him. We provided ample warning before the election of his potential excesses. So if the warnings prove true, that's on his voters. You elect it, you buy it. The return counter will reopen in 4 years. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.